Yeah, that's pretty funny. Your dad doesn't smell like tequila.
No, but like, you know, it's one of those things when you sit down and you smell booze.
You're just if like, I ever have children, or like when I have children, mm-hmm. I really hope my kid never says that shit to me. Because I'm a huge tequila fan. Like, I really love it.
You want to be like, you don't smell like tequila, Dad. And you're like, no, yeah, I do, son. Give me a second. Glug, glug, glug.
Yeah, no.
Just going to start chugging in front of him, like, hold him by the throat and just be like,
the thing is, like, that's supposed to be, like, a sad moment, you know, if your kid's like, Dad, you're an alcoholic. And then, like, I'm like, yeah. Like,
yeah. Those fumes, dude.
Take that off. I hate the sound of that on this show.
Oh, show. Welcome to Dick Picks.
Yes, we are recording.
We are. I'm Richard Tanner.
I'm Danny Gonzalez.
And this is going to be one of our farewell shows. I think we're going to probably get
farewell shows. Yeah. Are we not doing a show after this?
No, I mean, it's going to be one of our farewell. I was about to finish if you didn't interrupt
me. Oh, I'm sorry. I was like,
we got about three more episodes we're going to do.
Are we going to do one a week?
Maybe not a week. They're going to go out quick. I don't know if you're going to be on one of them because I'm going to do a Christmas special that you kind of said, fuck you.
Right.
And then my best friend, David, is coming. We're not going to say his last name because it's going to take enough to get him on the show.
Uh-huh.
And we can't talk about his job, but I think he'd be really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's going to instigate between the two of us, and then he's just going to sit back and watch. It's going to be funny as shit.
That ought to be a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we're stopping the show. It'll probably live on in certain aspects, but me and Danny are going our separate ways. Yes. You cheated on me.
I did not cheat on you.
Yeah, you did. With another woman.
You're not a woman.
Yeah, I know.
You're a man.
I am.
I'm a machine. No, yeah, I'm moving.
Elaborate.
Me and the woman's are togethers.
Togethers.
To Lacey's.
For the rest of the show, S on the end of everything.
Yes.
Us.
No, yeah, me and the girlfriend are moving in together. It may seem rather quick to people who only listen to the show and be like, oh yeah, we started dating again a month ago.
She was the White Devil like two episodes ago.
Right. No, but people don't understand that like we have a very long history of being
I mean, it's been like y'all been together for 3 years with like a year break.
We were together for 3.5 years. Yeah. And then we split up for a year and then kind of all been all about each other, but out of each other's lives. Mm-hmm. And now we're back into it. And now we both kind of like, yeah.
No, no, man. She came down recently.
Yeah, she prized the shit out of me. That was fucking awesome.
So it's good. So everything's going good for you.
It's going very well.
It's kind of funny now that you said it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're right, man. This show is just like, this show has no direction. We have like 20 listeners a week.
I'm pretty sure we have more than that. We just don't know.
I know. Yeah. But what it is like, people that have been listening are going to see your life is all of a sudden changing, and like that's going to be on the show. You can see that, and that's funny as fuck, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Because well, maybe not funny like haha, but funny like you're gay.
Yeah, it went from like I was dating a couple people to like I was dating one person to like I'm in love until, like, I'm moving away.
Yeah. And then it's just me by myself for the rest of the time going, hello, podcast people.
Hey, guys.
I'm sitting here in Christmas land by myself.
Hey, guys. No, yeah, it should be interesting. I mean, moving to a new city, starting all over again, pretty much.
If you get a computer, use hers. I know how to make us do a podcast.
No, we can do this via Skype. I mean, like, I've just had a relationship via Skype for the last month.
I've been tugging one out next to y'all the whole time.
Yeah.
I mean, like, when you hear noises, like, you gotta join. So, I didn't want you to be alone in it, man.
Yeah, thank God you didn't hear details.
Yeah.
There's some hot shit happens on those Skype dates.
That's called a Cleveland steamer.
A Cleveland steamer.
Shit on tinfoil on someone's chest.
That's gross.
Yeah. You said hot shit.
Yeah, hot shit.
So, how's your week been going, other than this moving thing and all that good shit?
Well, the moving thing just got nailed down today. Like, it's been a concept, but
did it get nailed down?
Huh?
You didn't even tell me it got nailed down.
Well, there was, like, a few people that I wanted to talk to, mm-hmm. you know, like, about it. Like, I want to see, like, my parents thought, and then I got to figure out, like, of course, if you listen to the show, you know that I have, like, law problems, like, legal problems.
He said, well, I need to drink beer instead of water on the show because I squeeze bottles.
Yeah, he's like, I have, like, legal problems that I need to make sure can be handled from another city and stuff.
Yeah,
so I just had to nail down a couple things, but got most of that taken care of, and then I had the final conversation with my mom to see where she felt about it, because, like, it sounds stupid, because I'm 26, and I'm still calling my mom, going, like, Mom, what do you think? But, like, no, like, her opinion matters to me, you know? So, I was like, you know, hey, what do you think about this? And my mom was like in full support of it today.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool. Like,
that's good. No, yeah. I'm almost 30 and like I still like my father, me and him aren't even, you know, terribly, terribly close. And it's like, yeah. I get really excited when he supports me on something.
Yeah.
That's a parent. You'd have a parent till you die, man.
Right, right. No, it was weird too. Cause like my mom said something today that made me feel really like a baby, but it made her feel really old.
Uh-huh.
Which is really funny. Cause she was like, where do you think this is going to go? You know, like, you know, you moving to be with her after all this time. And I was like, well, like, you know, I haven't been really talking about, stop. I can hear all of this on the show.
No.
Stop. God damn it. Stop it, Richard. Like, my mom was like, where do you think this is going to go? Are you just going to move and then kind of see what happens? And I was like, no, we've already kind of been talking more serious plans. Like, you know, I don't want to jinx anything by putting it on the show, but like going pretty much full throttle on this whole thing. Like, mm-hmm. let's see where this goes. Like, as far as like trying to make a life together.
And y'all always, I mean, like, this is just coming from a guy that's, I've known y'all since y'all been together.
Yeah.
Y'all have always kind of talked like that. I mean, like, the first year y'all were very, I won't say casual, but she lived a long ways away. Like, y'all just dated.
Yeah, yeah, we did.
After that, though, y'all were never not serious.
Yeah, no, we got serious pretty quick, actually. Like, in the first year, we were like, we were all about each other, you mm-hmm. know, because I wasn't dating anybody else or anything like that, and she wasn't either. And then like,
I guess I remember that. I just like, after that first year, y'all got really connected to where you would, it was every other weekend one of y'all went to the other one.
Yeah.
And then you moved down there.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that was, it took almost 2.5 years before I moved down there.
Yeah.
But so we were dating. I mean, dating is a bad word. We were together as a couple for 2.5 years before mm-hmm. I moved down. And then when I moved down, we spent a year together there, and it was like the happiest time. Just things were, every other aspect of my life went really poorly. Like, work was really bad, and like, I couldn't figure out things that I was gonna do, and I was being really, like, I was being shitty, like, I got really lazy and fat, you know, like.
It's alright, you're hot as shit now, dude.
Oh, thank
hot
you.
Shit.
Hot Please shit. Please stay no, but, yeah, like, so,
Sorry, I just heard hot shit.
Yeah.
I'm going down, down, baby.
Fucking Nelly's on.
Yeah. I don't know why that came to me, man. I've heard that forever.
Yeah, but now it's like both of us are more dedicated to like a more productive lifestyle, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so it should be interesting to see how this goes because we're both very different people now, but we're still on the same wavelength.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
we definitely
still,
are.
Yeah, we still like get along incredibly well. We talk about everything, and it, like, it was weird because even back then we didn't talk about everything. You know, mm-hmm. now we do.
Yeah,
which is even better, which I love.
Yeah, y'all been doing pretty good. I'm happy for you.
Yeah,
guys.
You got to see us in like full action and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. No, not full action.
Not what I meant, but like, okay. You got it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It should be an interesting life change. Yeah. But no, the thing that made my mom feel
your life changed here. Yeah. It's going back to normal after this.
I don't know about back to normal, because that makes it sound like I'm going to go back to doing the things I did. Like, that's not what I want.
I was trying to be really poetic, but thanks for just being like, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you, Richard. No, but I'm trying to get around to this thing that my mom said that made her feel old.
Mm-hmm. Why does she feel old?
Because she was like, where is this going to go? And I was like, oh, you know, I think I might like get married and have kids in the next like 5 years, you know? And my mom was just like, Jesus fucking Christ, I'm going to be a grandma.
All right, so let's do
Which
this.
Is weird, because my mom has always wanted to be a grandmother.
Let's do this to your mom for a second, man.
Yes.
How old is your mom?
My mom?
Uh-huh.
She's 20 years older than me, exactly, so she's 46.
It's about time you become a grandmother.
I don't know. Some people wait, you know, they make it to like their 50s and 60s before they're a grandma.
46. But that's 46 now. 5 years, she'll be in her 50s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you ain't going to have it. Well,
Lacey's also younger than me. Yeah. So, like, that has to be taken into account. And Lacey doesn't want kids until she's close to her 30s.
Yeah.
So, and I'm, you know, I'm close in my 30s than she is.
I've already had a vasectomy, so I'm good.
I don't think they let you unless you have a kid, right?
No, you can do whatever you want.
No.
They can't force you to have kids. This is a Logan's Run.
I thought you have to make, like, a sperm donation or something. Or they strongly recommend it or something.
Yeah, they strongly recommend it. I can tell them go fuck themselves.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, fuck that. It's my balls. I cut them off myself if I have to.
Cool.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
I like my balls.
I feel like you don't like your
balls. Yeah, I don't like the cum that comes out of it. I like the filling.
It's the best part.
Yeah, well, no, I like to cum, but like, I don't want kids.
Why not?
They're horrible. No, it's not that they're horrible. It's like the world's horrible, and I don't want to put someone else in it. To where if I'm going to have a kid, I'm going to love the kid. I don't want to have the kid get fucked over.
Right.
I can't protect myself. What am I going to do with a little one?
I feel like that's the kind of shit that comes with being a dad, but I don't know, because I'm not a fucking dad.
Yeah. Like, Cats in the Cradle, man. Silver spoons.
Yep. Cow jumped over the moon.
So, Thanksgiving just passed.
Yes.
I actually did something this year, which I usually don't.
Which is?
I went to my dad's family's Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And let me tell you a little bit about my family, about the Tanners. Let's have a yarn.
A yarn.
Yeah.
Spin me a yarn.
The Tanner family is a little... You know how your family has Mexican aspects to where you're like, this is a very Mexican family at times?
Yes.
Not necessarily in a bad way, but, you know, very traditional.
It's stereotypical, sometimes. Yeah.
My family gets really white, trashy, redneck vibes. For instance, everyone in my family... Let's do the uncles right now. The oldest one is named Bob Jr.
Bob Jr.
Bob Jr. is the son of Bob Tanner. Yeah. Not Robert Tanner. Bob.
Yeah.
In, on birth certificate, it is Bob. I found this out when he died.
A Bob O.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After that, they had their first daughter. They named her Bobby. Okay. Bobby Ann.
I.E. or Y?
I think Y.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, but Bobby Ann Tanner, Ann being her mother.
Mm-hmm.
After that, you have the two Hellions, which would be my father and his identical twin. I don't know if you know, my dad has an identical twin.
Yeah, you told me this.
And my dad is the evil one,
okay,
by far. And that's Jerry and Terry, because it rhymes. Mm-hmm. Work down to my family, to where it's Rick and Nick, my little brother.
Yeah.
Hey. And then the youngest one, they named Chris. I think they ran out of ideas, but because they didn't like it enough, they nicknamed him Skeet.
Oh, God.
Because it was the youngest Skeet son's Ulrich? Name. Yeah, that's what I said, but apparently it was the youngest name of Clint Eastwood's son and the sons of Katie Elder.
Right.
Or something like that.
Okay.
So, Skeet.
Skeet.
Yeah.
Ah, Skeet.
It's going old school rap, man.
Yeah.
So, that's the names. And then, you know, I think there's two Bubbas in our family.
Two?
There's like four Phillips. And every Christmas, there's a new kid there I don't know because someone's remarried or started dating another girl from an equally white family
that has kids.
Several different stepchildren.
Okay.
So, I never fucking know who's there.
All right.
But I hang out with the uncles because I'm 30. I'm old enough to drink. They drink. I go hang out with them.
Okay.
For years, they've been telling me this story of something they've called the Crumpton Booger.
What?
It's called the Crumpton Booger. They've just been telling me about it for years. What it is they talk about this beast. It's basically a Bigfoot story about when they were kids, they were hanging out with their neighbors, the Laniers, who were the only family, I think, that may have been more redneck than my family. Okay. I think it was like three kids, had one pair of shoes against all of them, lived in, you know, a cardboard box.
Hot.
Yeah. So they talked about this, and like... It always fascinated me because I love, what's it called, folk legends like that, to where they just keep passing
fucking
it down.
Johnny Appleseed.
Yeah, they just keep passing
John
it down
Drangle
to me.
John Drangle being a Heimerschmidt.
And it's all about them going out. The Lanier brought a fucking bow and arrow. That's how redneck it was because he was like, yeah, no, I like Western, so I have a bow and arrow. We're going to go hunt this thing. My dad, being the hellion he is, brings a fucking rifle with them, and they get out in the middle of the woods, they're hunting it, they're fucking probably drinking at like 14, and they see this creature hanging from the fucking tree, and it drops down and starts chasing. My dad shoots the gun, drops it, fucking runs away, everyone goes different, they leave the Skeet, they leave him to die.
Oh, Skeet. Save yourself.
And then, like, even the other one, Bob Jr.
Bobo.
Tells about the, being at his house, and this creature just walks up onto his porch and is just scraping along the wall the whole time. Fucking love it. They've been telling me all these years, and I'm like, Crumpton Booger. All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
What kind?
Cool.
What does this creature like resemble?
Yeti. Bigfoot. It's big. It's hairy. It's about 7-8 feet tall. Has big claws. It chases people. But all this time, I thought this was just shit they made up when they were a kid.
That was stupid.
I know. I thought it was just something they made up. Until, you know, they're getting older now.
Okay.
They're having to get new phones. You can't have flip phones anymore because they don't make it. So they're having
they
all
still
these
do
like,
that.
Do they?
Yep.
Well, they have touchscreen phones now. They're like, hey, no, I got the internet on this thing here.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Have you heard of Google?
They pull up the Crumpton Booger in front of me. This is a real fucking legend. It's in Georgia. The Crumpton Booger exists. It's like the Chupacabra, Danny. I swear to God, it is.
You're just trying to relate to me culturally?
Yeah. You know, Mexican redneck. Yeah. We're there, man. But yeah,
we're
so
there.
Like. You're so there. Yeah, like it really exists. I've been researching it. Like the last sighting of it that they have up on this website that has these little Georgia Bigfoot things is Coweta County. So, I'm going to be hunting a Bigfoot in Georgia soon.
You're going to go Crumpton Booger?
I'm going to get the Crumpton Booger, and I'm going to bring it back to my family and be like, this is what y'all are scared of?
I have brought back
the Crumpton Booger.
The fabled beast has fallen. You're like the Beowulf of your family.
I like to think that I'm, you know, sacrificing the Jabberwock.
I like it.
But yeah, no, that fucked me up so bad that I realized my family wasn't lying to me for the last 30 years.
Yeah.
Because Crumpton Booger, would you ever believe that's a fucking word?
No, that seems stupid.
There's an ant crawling on this.
Kill it. Oh, ow, ow.
We got the ant, though, guys. It's dead.
Good job. Look at your finger scrapes.
So, yeah, the Crumpton Booger, man.
Yeah.
What about you? Like, I've never been ghost hunting with you. I don't think I've ever done this. And you're much more of a skeptic than me. Not that I really believe this type of shit, but I really enjoy doing this type
you
of shit.
You buy into it.
Yeah, why not? It's fucking fun. Have you ever had any, like, urban legend that you really want to experiment with or see?
It was weird. When I lived in Savannah, there was, like, this strange square that, like, shuts down everything around, like, 5 or 6 p.m. No matter, like, what time, like, you know, if it's, like, daylight savings and the sun is still out, or, like, now when, like, it gets dark around 5, yeah. Mm-hmm. It just shuts down because it's, like, the most haunted square. And a lot of it is just now for, like, tourists.
Yeah.
But it was, like, when you go to the square, you can, like, read the history of it, and it's really horrifying. Like, it's, like, some really fucked up shit went on there. And that was kind of cool. But, like, other than that, I'm very much, like, that shit's not real. You know, like, I don't care. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't, which is weird, because, like, I don't believe in, like, ghosts or spirits or anything like that, but I believe in, like, aliens.
Well, that's because aliens exist.
Man. Yeah. And, like, I don't know. Like, it's weird.
What's that quote from Ghostbusters? Do you believe in Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, aliens, and other supernatural beings?
Yeah.
Look, listen, lady. If it gives me a paycheck, I'll believe in anything you tell me to.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. No, I'm not into, like, ghosts and stuff. But, like, to be fair, some really weird, creepy shit has happened in my life. Where yeah. I'm just like, what the fuck? You know?
Yeah.
It was really nuts. But, like, I think, I want to say, like, the weirdest was when we lived in Savannah. Like, Savannah's,
well, like, what is it?
Has very, like, haunted history.
St. Augustine are the two, like, oldest towns
yeah,
in the Southeast.
Yeah.
Like, if not, this, like, most of America, you know?
There's, like, really haunted history. But, like, there was a couple times when, like, I would be home alone, or it would just be, like, me and the dogs, you know? And, yeah, stop.
I can't fucking help it. When you suck, it fucking contracts.
Don't suck. You're supposed to just let it fall in your mouth.
Try this again. Keep going.
Yes. There you go. See? It's so much easier now. Oh, yeah. Let it drip. Let it drip. Drip it, baby. we're like the dogs. Like, Lacey's dog actually did this a lot. Like, Digby will just stop and stare at a, like...
Your dog does that a lot here, too, and I fucking hate it when you're not here.
Yeah. Just stares at, like, an empty corner of the house, you know? And she's just looking, and I'm like, okay, well, maybe it's a dog or something. Or a dog. A fly. Or, like, a bug or something on the wall. But no, it never is, you know? And I'm just like, what the fuck is it? And one time, Digby just started flipping out. I mean, like, going nuts. He's like, we used to have, like, our couch, like, against the window.
Mm-hmm.
And he would sit on the top of the couch like a cat does and stare out the window. That was just what he would do. And he used to bark it whenever people would walk by, you know? So he starts losing his fucking mind, and I'm, like, looking out the window to see if anyone's walking by, and there's, like, nothing. And he just starts running around the house, like, flipping the fuck out. Like, he's like, arr! And I was just like, what is going on with this goddamn dog? And then he was just like, stop and growl. And I was just like, this is terrifying. But that was it. That is the extent of anything, like, remotely scary that's ever happened to me.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
What about, would you ever be willing to do a Ouija board?
Yeah, I don't believe in any of that shit.
Would you do it anyway, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should do that one day.
Why?
I'm curious. I like to play.
I like to play. No, yeah, I mean, I would do it. I don't think any of that shit's real. Like, it's all fucking fake.
Yeah, it's because it is.
It's made up as a religion.
No, Mattel.
Yeah.
No, I still love it. I do kind of, I really want to believe the Bigfoot, though. The Bigfoot's my hero.
Bigfoot seems so stupid.
I know, it's so dumb, and it's like we've deforested so much. I know it can't exist, but I want to. Never believed in Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah, never. I don't. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
So, this is a delicious margarita?
Yeah, I kind of want a sip. Can I have a sip of your margarita? Delicious margarita that's been in the freezer for a month.
Yeah, it's good. It's good though. It's got booze.
That's boozy.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that just like lemon and tequila? That's all that is.
No.
Oh.
It's good though.
Oh man. Let's see. So what else has been on the agenda lately, man? What was the last show that we did? I remember talking about robes.
We talk about robes.
Yeah. Oh, we talked about getting older. That was erectile dysfunction.
Yes, erectile dysfunction.
So, man, a lot's happened since then.
What's happened?
I saved a life.
Who'd you save?
I went Black Friday shopping the other day.
Okay.
Which was crazy, but I got a nice vacuum cleaner for really cheap, which is nice. But
I've got that going for me.
I was in a turning lane about to make a left, and, you know, everyone's coming. Mm-hmm. And this really old dude decides... from the right lane that he's just going to turn left.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking just jets off. T-boned right in front of me, man. Fucking spins out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm flipping my shit. I jump out of the car, turn the emergency flashers on. I'm trying to check on everyone. I'm like knocking the windows. This dude is completely fucked up. He doesn't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my phone.
Yeah.
The lady, his wife, who still is old as well, is like her arm is shattered. You can tell like the fucking... what they called like airbags. Yeah. Airbags went off, and it was just horrible, man. And so I'm checking on them, like, stay calm, we've got an ambulance coming.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you hear, whoop, whoop, there's an ambulance sitting on the other side of the intersection trying to make it back to base.
It'd be really like, funny if it wasn't an ambulance, it's just some guy like, whoop, whoop.
But he comes over, starts helping the other car, so I'm like, man, this shit's insane, that could have been me.
Right.
And then I look back in this car where the old man and the old lady are just, oh God. Mm-hmm. And I see in the back seat, the door's kind of caved in.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a fucking 3-year-old girl in a car seat.
Oh, Jesus.
And so me and this other dude who's gotten out of his car is helping me. We sit there and pry the fucking door open, pulling the kid out. There's another 14-year-old kid in there who's in complete shock.
Yeah.
Who won't even speak. He's just doing the frantic chihuahua stare. That
yeah. Deer in the headlights.
I was trying to, you know, relate to you again.
I gotcha.
You're welcome.
¿Qué?
Yeah. Queso.
What? Cheese.
Translation for all the people listening to
us. Yeah.
I'm really happy you stopped to explain.
That was just funny to me. What?
My Spanish teacher said I've never learned the language.
Cheese. Oh, man, that was good. All right. Continue.
So, not so much that I saved a life, more of I got a little girl out of a kind of tiny situation where she's like, this is uncomfortable.
You should have listened to the fray. No, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, no, it was pretty cool. I mean, like, it's nice to know under serious circumstances I don't panic.
You didn't buckle under pressure?
Yeah.
I did the same thing when...
Actually, I did almost buckle under pressure. When it happened, I almost fucking pulled another lane and left. I was like, wait.
When I got my DUI, like, I've told you this story. Like, I didn't... actually cause an accident as much as like a guy turned when he shouldn't have been turning. Like he had a red light and I was going through and he hit me, and then he was also like intoxicated, so yeah, when the cop showed
he
up,
he was drunk,
he was really fucked up. Yeah. Yeah, and so when the cop showed up, he immediately started going like, I'm drunk, which is why we both got tested, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and then eventually got arrested. But like, the funniest, or not the funniest, but the thing that, like, relates to your part of the story is when we got hit, like, I was immediately aware of, like, the world around me. Like, it wakes you the fuck up.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I've been hit before.
Yeah. So you're just like, whoa, you know? Like, I was up, and I was out of the car in, like, less than a minute, and, like, I was on Ryan's side, because Ryan was with me, and, like, I pulled him out of the car.
Yeah, Ryan got hurt.
Yeah, he was just like, my hand, my finger's, like, really broken or something. And then, like, we went over to the other guy's car. And that guy's just, like, chilling out in his front seat. Like, he's clearly fucked up.
Yeah.
You know? And he's just like, hey, like, I just got hit. You know, like.
This isn't like, funny, but it's funny.
He's like, I'm sorry. I've been drinking. Because he was Hispanic and couldn't really speak English. And, I look white, so.
Yeah.
Like, I was, like, pulling him out of the car.
Pull out the taco tattoo. You're like, hey, no, I'm with you.
I opened the door, and, like, he's just like, I'm gonna wait in here. And I was like, your car is, like, on fire. Like, we need to get out. And, like, I'm pulling him out of the car, and I was just like, yeah, I'm really mad at you because you hit me. But you probably don't want to die.
Like, I don't know. Well, I mean, he's the one that got out of the whole situation.
No, he didn't.
He fled, didn't he?
No. I mean,
they finally get him?
yeah, the whole reason my court date has been all fucking pushed back and pushed back and pushed back is because they want to try us together.
Yeah.
And I was like, ugh, stupid. But anyway, yeah, that was a car accident story.
When I got my foot shattered,
mm-hmm.
kid hit me with a golf cart. I think we've talked about it on the show.
Funniest story I've ever heard.
Yeah. Hits me in the middle of the night, runs me over, man. Yeah. Fucked me up. It's really weird, too, because first thing to come out of my mouth is, oh, God, God. I just start talking to God instantly.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only thing I could say. But when you're flying through the air, it's, you know, normal thing to come out of your mouth, I think.
Oh, God in heaven, forgive me. Delete my phone.
Don't
send
me to hell.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it's happening. And I hit the ground instantly. Like, I'm like, holy fuck. My shoes have flown off me. My foot hurts. I'm not joking. The shoes were like 6 feet away from me. My glasses, I don't know how we found those. Those went flying from me. My head's bleeding. I'm bleeding. And I am calm as hell.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, all right, there's been an accident, guys.
Yeah.
Seth, or the guy we know, Seth, he was with me. And this kid, they're freaking the fuck out. And they're fine. The kid's bleeding from the nose.
Mm.
Hopefully because my head shattered his fucking nose. It didn't.
Yeah.
I was hoping it did. But I'm just like, guys, does anyone have a cell phone? Because I think we need to call an ambulance.
Right.
And I'm just like really calm about it. And the more I watch this kid panicking, he keeps calling me sir. And he's apologizing. I keep getting angry and angry at him. And I'm just starting to yell. I'm like, sit the fuck down over there. Don't let another car hit me. What are you doing? Give me the goddamn phone. I'll do it myself. Someone give me a crutch. I'll walk to the hospital. It wasn't so good there, but I still handled the situation just very angrily.
Right.
Because it ruined my weekend, man. And then caused for a very good life.
It's so weird that one lonely night.
Yeah.
That wasn't really lonely. You were with people, but like...
You know what I do whenever I go to bars and bring that story up, right?
What?
Mack truck, kid in a carriage. Took my foot, man. It's mechanical now. You can't even notice. It's normal. It's like we pulled flesh back over the metal part, so you can't really tell, but it doesn't bend right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always cold. Do you want to warm it up?
Yeah. With your dick. You're hitting on truckers, right?
No.
I'm sorry. You said Mack truck. I just figured.
Yeah, that, because Mack truck's a big truck.
Oh, I thought heavy. You were like a lot lizard.
No.
I was like trying to pick up dudes.
I'm just under the fucking stall tapping my foot like, hey, knock two fingers through the hole.
Yeah. God damn it.
Bad part is we both got that reference quick.
Oh, it was so bad. Oh, my God. That was
just
so good.
Just put a $20 in that machine right there and then put two fingers through that hole and see what comes out. Dirty D here.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love it. I love it so much.
Oh. So what else is going on, man? We did not prepare for this show at all.
Do you have any fun Thanksgiving stories or no?
Mother died. You know, Thanksgiving.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you know, whatever. Thanksgiving's fun time. I don't fucking care.
I don't fucking care. Rape the sad boy.
But fuck the sad boy.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, but fuck the sad boy. That was a funny fucking phrase.
I had, like, my family doesn't listen to this with the exception of my mom, and my mom already knows about this. So, like, I feel fine telling the story online. But, I had the most awkward Thanksgiving ever.
Really? We just talked about your mother, so she's fine.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, the most awkward one.
My mom's not that awkward. No,
No, I just mean, like, my Thanksgiving was in a hospital one year. How awkward yours, Danny?
That's not awkward. That's depressing.
Yeah.
This is just awkward.
Go ahead.
There's, like, I don't, you know, not to give too much away, but, like, there's, like, a big shift. There's a big change coming up in my, like, family's immediate future.
Yeah.
Of, like, where people are going to be, you know, in the next few months.
Oh, yeah.
And which people are going to be with which people, you know? As, like, there's a few things... Oh, excuse me, I had a burp there. A few things are going on in my family that I find pretty awkward. Like, not really awkward, but, like, I guess it's things that happen. Like, my cousin, who's younger than me, is having her second child. And then,
Vanessa has kids?
No. That's... Vanessa's younger than me, but, like... She has a younger sister.
Oh, wait, shit, even younger than Vanessa?
She has two sisters and a brother that are younger than her. She's the oldest of her family.
Hmm.
No, but they're the middle kid. Her name, I don't know if I've ever said it, Marlene, but like...
Think I've ever met this cousin?
Yeah, she's like married and very happily married with this guy who's a fireman, you know.
Magic.
A good dude. And they have a daughter together already and they've had her for a while, but like she's pregnant with her second kid.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I guess to get some extra help around the house with like two kids so they can both work. They're going to be moving back in with like their parents. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay, well, that's a shame. You know, that sucks. But it has to happen sometimes. Like sometimes you just need help, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then like there's a major shift coming up in like where most of my family lives. Most of my family likes to we like to stay together. We're a very close-knit group of people.
Mm-hmm.
They like all live together, and that house is now for sale, so it's kind of sending everybody like scattering, you know? And it's like, okay, who's going to end up with who, you know? And there's obviously a lot going on.
Sounds like a soap opera.
It does, right? And like there's obviously a lot going on where someone is not being honest with everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's very clearly someone lying and no one wants to talk about it.
They don't want to bring up the elephant in the room?
Yeah. And like, you know, so we go
I'm not
to,
even part of the family and I kind of get pictures
I
of
I have,
this.
Yeah. And like I have an aunt whose like sole purpose in life is to elicit a reaction from other people. Like she just likes starting shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, there's another thing we don't really talk about in the family. Like, there's a very disappointing cousin, you know? She just makes poor life decisions.
Which cousin's this?
I don't want to say her name.
Okay. Like, I was making sure you weren't... I was about to defend you, Dwayne. I thought you were going to be talking about yourself. I'm like, no, you're a good guy, dude.
I make really stupid decisions a lot, but, like, most of my family's kind of okay with me. They're just like, oh, yeah, just Danny being Danny.
Yeah.
Also, because my life doesn't really affect, like... young children. This affects like a lot of young children.
Okay.
Like she has children, so it's like okay, this is a big thing. But like it's fucking up a lot of people's like lives. You know? Mm. Mine really isn't. It's messing up. Like it's giving my mom too much stress, and like you know, putting some financial burden on some other people. But other than that, it's not too bad.
Making her older too,
right? Yeah. But like this cousin's really fucking shit up, you know?
Yeah.
It's making everything really bad. But anyway, my aunt likes to start shit with her. And so everyone's kind of like, we just don't talk about her, you know? We just don't talk about her. She's kind of gone, you know? And she is, for the most part. She doesn't live anywhere near us, all that stuff. So it's like, okay, whatever. And this aunt just likes to, like, you know, randomly was like, oh, so I talked to blah, blah, blah. Guess what she said? And everyone's kind of like, yeah, we don't care. You know? So she tried to do the same thing about the whole, like, elephant in the room situation.
Yeah.
But she was just like, well, I don't know why she's got to go with me. And I was just like, you really want to do this right now? Like, it's Thanksgiving. We just had pumpkin pie. You ready to get in a fight?
You really want to have a pie fight, man? It's yeah. not a good fight. Like, I'm full of pie and I have nothing to lose.
Oh, it was so fucking awkward. And no one wanted to point it out, you know? And it was just like, ugh.
Man, I'm going to let you know your family is definitely American. You know, it might be Mexican-American, that's a very American trait. Let's call and play a game called Sweep It Under the Rug. Sweep, yeah. Sweep, sweep. We like it clean. Sweep, sweep, sweep.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. It was like sweep, sweep. But it was
really something. Yeah, damn it, that was good.
I know. No, it was really, really, really fucking weird. And, like, nobody wanted to talk about it, you know? So, like, I called my mom today to, like, talk to her about things, and, like,
she laughed her ass off, didn't she?
My mom was like, did you hear about this shit? And I was just like, yeah! Like, it's so fucking weird, right?
And now, let me ask you a question. Have you done that, like, all of your life, or was it one what? Day, like, you reach an age, and you kind of, like, start figuring out certain things?
I can, like, remember a few things, like, there's, like, a Christmas where I was definitely not entertained. Like, my family does, like, the whole Secret Santa thing.
Yeah.
But, like, I remember when you're, like, and I can't remember if it's, like, 14 or 16. I can't remember which age. But, like, at a certain point, you're no longer included in the kids. Because everyone gets the presents for kids.
Yeah. That's the way. I think every family does that.
Right. But at a certain point, that, like, person is now part of the Secret Santa thing. You're only getting one fucking gift.
Which is, this fucking year sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it sucks. And I remember... That happened to me, I think I was like 14 or 16, one of those. But like when it happened, I was going like, oh, okay. And like I didn't sit with my cousins, like where my cousins usually sit at the Christmas table. Mm. It's like, oh, they all together and they joke around. It's like
he moved on up, man.
Yeah, like I was in the middle of the table and I was like, I'm hearing about like mortgage problems, you know? And like I remember that very vividly. But then like I remember it was the second year I was in college. I came
Oh my god. Because after you say 16, I'm like, man, I didn't realize my family had issues until I was like 23.
No, I remember my second year in college, because it was like Vanessa's first year in college,
mm-hmm.
and we came back to town to like for Thanksgiving and Christmas, And me and Vanessa were just like, you want to get drunk? And, like, we just got drunk with our families.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. Like, it felt very, like, adult. Like,
yeah.
It was like, okay.
I'm drunk with your family. Drunk with your family.
You've gotten drunk with us. Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's a good time.
It is. I like it. But, yeah, man, like, I didn't realize how fucked up family was, like, on my mom's side. Like, yeah. I knew my father's side has been, I eventually hit an age where I'm like, oh, that's right, I'm the black sheep of this family. I've gone to college. Mm-hmm. I have intelligence. It makes it a little difficult. Like, my dad's side of the family does not, what's it called? Like, they do not care that much for being smart.
Yeah.
It's just not one of the traits they care about.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little strange. On my mom's side of the family, my mother censored me for years. I didn't know shit was happening.
Right.
After she had her stroke, though,
mm-hmm.
my sister, my older sister, is like, no, oh, fuck it, you're an adult. I just, like, lost my mind going, what happened? Who's doing what? Are you fucking kidding me?
That's how I feel. Like, I don't know if I ever told you. I don't really know. My family doesn't listen to this with the exception of my mom, so I don't know how my mom's going to take me telling the story. But, like, you know, a couple months ago, my mom was diagnosed, or my mom, my dad, my grandfather, Jesus yeah. Christ.
You get it out right, dude.
Yeah, my grandfather was diagnosed with prostate cancer,
mm-hmm.
like early stages, you know? And I remember my family, like my aunts and stuff, called a meeting to tell everyone, you know, like a family meeting. And we all showed up, like, well, the people who were within the area, you know, showed up. And, like, you know, I remember, like, one of my cousins he's 17, he's worried about high school shit, you know, he doesn't stop and ask my grandpa, how you doing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he was kind of taken aback, you know, like, he was like, what? Like, he's got cancer? You know, it's like a weird thing to hear when you're 17. And, like, the rest of my family's, like, talking about, like, okay, well, these are the options. This is what we can weigh. Like, you know, we have this kind of insurance. How do we take care of them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember one of my aunts, the same aunt that likes to start shit, was like, well, I think we should look into holistic medicine.
Oh, you know? My God.
And this is when this is the only time that I've ever, like, I've felt like an adult with my family before, but this is the first time when I was like, I'm making my voice fucking heard, you know? And I was like, that's the dumbest fucking thing. Like, I said it out loud,
mm-hmm.
and it's really funny because I told this story like a week ago too, but like to somebody else, but I was like, this is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard. Like, it's so stupid. It's medically proven to not do anything.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't do anything. You're a goddamn idiot if you believe that shit will do something. And she was just like, well, people can believe whatever they want to believe. And I was like, I agree with you. But this is pertaining to someone's life. And, like, I remember everybody asked,
there's cancer. Let's just pray a lot.
Right. And yeah. I remember, like, my aunts were like, well, we should take a vote on, like, what people want to do. And, like, that offended the shit out of me. Like, yeah. I was like,
no, it's your grandfather's fucking choice.
Right. That's what I was like. I was like, it doesn't matter what I say. Like, this is what I want to happen.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter. Whatever grandpa wants, like,
holy shit, I got unleashed. It ain't even my family. Like, right. hey, yeah. fuck you.
Right. No, I remember it because my aunts were like, well, we can, like, afford this and we can't afford that. And it was just like, fuck that. My grandpa chooses what he wants, and then we tried to figure it out from there.
Yeah.
You know, like, I just remember it, like, so vividly, because it wasn't that long ago.
Shit, if your grandfather decides all he wants to do for the rest of his life is fuck whores and drink whiskey, or tequila.
Right. Sorry. My grandma doesn't drink anymore, but yeah. Like,
do peyote from time to time, you know? I'm trying to relate it to culture. Oh,
no. Like, the biggest mistake was, like, a couple months ago, he retired, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, my grandpa's very one of those dudes. He's worked his entire life. He, like, a day when he's not busy, he's, like, miserable yeah. for him.
Miserable.
Know? Miserable. Yeah, it's misery for him. Like, he fucking hates it.
It's the name of a song, isn't it?
Yeah. You make me come.
Oh. I was thinking miserable.
Anyway. Fucking like
I have 3 seconds of you making noises with my mouth.
I know. I'm sorry. Like it was funny because I was like, "Why the fuck are you still here?" You know, like my grandpa was like, "I'm gonna stay in this house and like we're gonna work on the house." I was like, "Fuck that! Get out of here! Like, escape your kids. Go to Puerto Rico. Go to California. Go to like wherever you want to go. Why the fuck are you here?" You yeah. know. And my grandpa was just like, "Man, if you know my grandpa, though, he just does. He talks in sounds. You know." Like, it's really funny, because, like, he was born with a cleft palate.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have the top of his mouth.
Really?
Right.
Because you can't tell from the outside, just can't make muscle.
Well, he's got, like, dentures and stuff now.
Oh, okay. Because yeah. every time I've seen him, I would have never known that.
Yeah, he doesn't have, like, it's not the lip thing.
Oh, okay.
It's the roof of the mouth thing.
Oh, okay.
Like, but, like, I it was, it was just funny to me because he was like, I remember, and I, it's still a problem I have, like, to this day. I'm like fucking 26 years old. I still can't understand everything my grandpa says. It's funny to me. Like, it's like a thing now, you mm-hmm. know? But like, I just remember now that my grandpa doesn't say words to me. He just kind of talks and I get the gist, you know?
Yeah.
He's just kind of like, and I'm just like, yeah, you know? But I know what he's saying because it's like, he's my grandpa and I've been talking to him for 26 years.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I just remember when he retired and going like, why the fuck are you here, Grandpa? Like, get out of here. And he was just like, man, I've been here so long. Yeah. He's just used to it.
I love your fucking, the way you talk when you do that. Because you do that every time you do a Batman villain, too.
Yeah.
Man, Batman, man. Right? It's just like, I just see a big fucking stogie in your mouth, not lit. You're just chewing on it. Fucking bowler cap on.
No, no. And like, my grandpa has like this really particular look where like, he's always kind of, like, leaning forward with his hands, like, on the table, you know? And he's, like, holding his hands like this, and he's just like, meh. Looking around with, like, this perpetual smile, which is really funny and kind of adorable. It makes him, like, really, really relatable, which is strange for, like, it's such an intimidating dude to me.
He is a little intimidating.
Yeah.
The rest of the family, because, you know, like, I've hung out with some of your... Stop covering my mouth here.
Yeah.
Hung out with some of your older cousins.
Yeah.
Like, the guys, and I mean...
They look like cholos.
They're a little thug, man.
Yeah.
So, but, like, they got along with me, so I'm okay. I didn't feel that intimidated. When I met your granddad, thanks because it went so long without meeting him,
mm-hmm.
I was like, head of household right there. I fucking know you're the patriarch. There is no doubt.
He sits at a table, like, very, and everyone, like, gets the fuck out of the way. Like, that's where he sits.
You have, like, very powerful aunts. Like, they're...
Yeah, they're personalities.
Yeah.
They were very loud people.
So, to see, like, a patriarch in that family... blew my fucking mind.
Yeah,
I did not think that was going to happen.
Yeah.
And as soon as I met him, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, you own this shit. No, like, I mean, my grandpa loves, like, his daughters, particularly. Mm-hmm. You know, he's proud of his sons, don't get me wrong, but he loves his daughters.
Yeah.
And it's because they're all like him in a certain way.
Yeah.
Like, they're all just, like, loud, passionate people. Yeah. It's just like, rah, rah, rah. They just have different track, like, different aspects of their, like, my mom is probably, like, the closest.
Yeah.
You know, like, when I see it, like, I see it immediately that, like, my mom is, like, her dad.
Yeah.
But, like, to her, I don't know how it looks. I'll talk to her about it soon, I imagine.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just, it's funny
to
me.
Your mom's going
to
have some issues with the show.
Oh, I know, because she's going to be like, that's how you see us? Yeah.
No, it's all right, man. Thank God my family doesn't care enough about me to listen to the show. I can say whatever the fuck
My family doesn't listen to the show. My mom does. My mom's, like, insanely supportive of, like, everything we're doing.
It's weird, man. You know, my dad's a weird guy with, like... giving pride to me.
Your dad's very, like, withdrawn, dude.
Yeah. But, you know, he does get proud of me over this shit. Like, he doesn't care to listen to it or actually participate.
Yeah.
But he's like, oh, no, you do all that fucking podcast internet shit. You own the internet, right? And I'm like, yeah, Dad. Yeah, Pops. That's the way it is. That was disgusting, Daddy. What the fuck did you just pull out? Lard?
No, it's the lime pieces of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Freaked out. He's like, ugh.
It was weird to, like, chug the drink and then, like, these solid things come in. But, like, you can eat them afterwards.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, this turned into a family episode. Go fucking figure, man.
I like it. Family matters.
Yeah. Family matters. There we go. I don't know. I've had... it's so funny once you get that age where you realize I'm an adult because the rest of my family never got past this moment. I'm already here. Because I have some cousins in my mom's side that has several kids who has, like, several different husbands. I don't know if she's on drugs or an alcoholic.
Right.
But every fucking, like, I've stopped doing Thanksgiving and Christmas when she's there.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, she's going to come in with drama, and I'm going to look at these kids and be like, I think I should call DFACS, but I don't know what to do because that's going to cause a real big rift in the family.
I can see it, like, for my family, it's stepping stones. Mm-hmm. Like, because, like, none of my family went to college.
Yeah.
You know, and then I went to college.
Up top.
Yeah. And then, like, I didn't finish. And then
Up top.
And then my cousin Vanessa went and finished. And she's got a decent job, but she's not doing what she went to college for.
Yeah.
Right? And then, like, my cousin Michael is in college now. Michael is, to me, like, the pinnacle of us.
Yeah.
Like,
until his sperm hits the proper cunt and everything works out for him.
Exactly.
Poetic.
Like, Michael will graduate with a great degree from a good school. And he'll go on to be a, like, you know, he studies architecture. He'll be, like, a working architect.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, that's the dream. You know, you graduate and then you get a job in your field. Like,
I wish that kid could hear this, man. That would probably be, oh.
No, like, I've said it, like, that's the thing. Like, Michael and I aren't, like, close.
Yeah.
But I think Michael knows that, like, you're living the dream. Like, you are exactly what we want the future of our family to be. You know?
Yeah.
Which is weird because he's not really our family. He has a different last name. You know, because his mom is my aunt.
Yeah.
So he has a different last name. He's carrying on a different last name, but it's still just like, oh, that guy's fucking...
You get our DNA, though.
Yeah, and he was, like, raised his entire life with us, yeah. You know? So it's like, yeah, like, you're fucking one of us, you know? Like, I have a different last name, too, but, like...
What's your family's last name?
Vieira.
Okay.
Yeah. And, like, Michael's is the Diaz. Like, there is no Vieira child beyond, like... there's one. My uncle has a kid.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's young. He's in high school right now, so we'll see how
he does. Is this the soccer one?
Huh?
Is that the soccer one?
No. He's a Diaz.
Like, oh, that's Eric, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Eric and Michael.
Holy shit, I actually know your family pretty well. Right. Your aunt comes into the store I work at all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like, they're, like, Michael is, like, the highest, I think. Like, Michael's the highest we'll get, you know? Mm-hmm. And I can see it, because, like, Michael's little brother, Eric, he's not a bad kid, but I just don't think he's cut out for school, you know?
He's a Tanner.
He'll probably graduate out of just, like, you know, this is probably awful to say. Like, I think he'll graduate out of just kind of, like, obligation. Like, he'll pick a degree, he'll get it, and then he'll just kind of go on, you know?
That's difficult to do, though.
No, it is. Like, and then, like, Gabriel, the other, like, boy in the family, I don't really, like, he's kind of already kind of done with school. He's just like, yeah, I don't think, you know, college is probably not for me, just get a job, you know?
I mean, like, I'm all for it.
Which is where I am. Like, that's what I'm doing, you know?
Yeah.
But, like,
but you podcast as well.
I do podcast. I also, like, I tend to do more things that... Like, I tend to participate in the arts a bit more than he does.
Yeah.
Like, I read and I watch movies and I learn, you know, whereas he's kind of shut off, you know? Just kind of like, yeah, whatever, it's life. Yeah. But it's easy to be that way when you're 17 and kind of disenfranchised, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, it's really interesting to talk to my mom about, like, the rest of our family. Because I remember when she was here a while back, we just went and had dinner, and we just talked about everything. And it was, like, really cool to just be open and honest with someone, because you can't be open and honest with everyone.
No.
Because they'll flip out and they'll fucking kill you. And then you look like an asshole, you know?
I just saw this image like, oh, man, don't tell anyone I'm an asshole.
No, it's not, but it was just, like, my mom and I were just like, yeah, there's like, what the fuck is going on with these people? You know, because my mom's, we have a good thing in that, like, I don't visit my family often because... Honestly, I don't like being in that house with all of them because it's just like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Like, I'll do the holiday thing because it's like everyone's in a good mood, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if I'm just going, I would usually go, like, to visit my grandmother because I love my grandmother, you know? I would go to visit my grandmother anytime I could. And then now my grandmother is in California and I'm not. So I'm like, okay, yeah, there's no reason for me to go over there. I'll just see them next holiday or next birthday or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Which is probably not a cool thing. But
that's like, how I do my dad's side of the family. My mom's side, too.
Right.
I see them Christmas and Thanksgiving, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, as you get older, it happens. It's going to sound all sad and nice. I mean, like, you start making friends, man. That's where your family becomes. Like, you know, David's my brother.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, without a doubt. I mean, the reason I get so many issues with Allison is because, like, she's... trying to move up to be a good friend, but it's not working out. Mm-hmm. Me and you were good friends. You move across the country. That doesn't fucking matter. You're family to me, man.
Yeah, yeah, no, we'll just talk. Yeah,
Alex and Daniel, you know? So, it changes. Life moves on.
No, yeah, things change like that. It's really awkward. Like, or not awkward, but like,
you realize that blood is thicker than water? It's like, no, bullshit.
Like, I don't know. There's moments, like, I cannot deny that, like, when I was in a tough spot, my family's there like this.
Yeah.
Like, it's in a heartbeat. They're there.
Mine is too.
Which is, like, super admirable, and I shouldn't shit on it as much as I do, but, like, I do think the dishonesty that's going on is, like, really awkward, you know? This is a heavy episode, isn't it?
I mean, we've made a couple of good jokes, but no, this has been serious.
Yeah, I know.
It's just weird. You owe me something, too, by the way.
What do I owe you?
Whenever the eventuality, the unlikeliness of it, mm-hmm. I get a girl that I really like, you're fucking doing a show with me to where I can confess love to her, like you've done to Lacey, because you are getting laid hard from this episode, bro.
I mean, you have to understand, she listened to our entire back catalog. It turned out that she had listened to a bunch of our episodes before when I didn't know that she was still listening to us.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
we said some bad shit.
No, well, we didn't say some bad shit. I mean, I did a lot.
Yeah.
And she was just like, yeah, it's okay. Like, I'm over it, you know?
Yeah.
And,
sitting there listening to it, turn the light on and off, just looking at the computer. She's like, click, 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 click.
No, but
click.
Like, she was really cool with it, and like, she's like, yeah, no, I just genuinely like listening to you, like, you and Richard talk, and like, have, you know, it's like friends being friends. Like,
I wish we could have had a video reaction of her face to the red spreading, though.
No, that's awful. I don't want to talk. Like, me, I'm. We made it past the point of like, okay, let's talk about all the shit that happened in our year part, you know? Like, we've been talking about it for a month now, and it's like, okay, every now and then we'll still find something to talk about it, you know? Yeah. But for the most part, it's like, okay, we hammered all that shit out. You were with other people, I was with other people. Let's go away, you know?
This is why you're leaving the mattress with me and not taking it with you, huh?
Yeah, she was here, and like, you know, she visited.
I fucking forgot about that.
She was here.
I didn't even put two and two together.
No, she was here, and she was just like, this is the most comfortable fucking mattress I've ever, like, been on. Like, she said that. She was just like, but it's a shame that we can't ever use it. And I was like, why? She was like, you think I'm going to let some bitches period blood be in my house? And I just, like, I thought that was incredibly funny. Like, I thought it was great.
Several bitches.
Yeah. It was pretty funny. Well, she brought that up, too. She was like, no, this isn't coming in my house.
We're burning it.
Yeah. We are going to burn that mattress, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
We'll do a show about it.
Are we going to throw a going away party for me?
Oh, no. You have no money, because you have to save all your money.
Oh, it's like, I have money, I just have to save it all. Yeah. Yeah, because I'm moving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, of course. I fucking already planned it, I just didn't want to tell you. I don't know what I'm going to do yet, because, like, it's going to be a little weird.
Why?
We'll talk about it. We'll come up with ideas.
Why is it going to be weird? Let's talk about it on the show. Let's hammer this shit
out. No, because I have something I want to talk about on the show.
Okay, go.
Okay. So you're leaving.
Yes.
And, you know, I've done podcasts without you.
Are you going to do the spiritual successor talk? Is this the spiritual successor talk?
What's the spiritual successor
talk? Like, who's going to take my spot?
Yeah, pretty much.
Is it going to be Allison?
No.
Oh, I know. That would be funny.
Because she doesn't keep a conversation going and she fucking zones out. And I'm like, no, oh, okay. It has to be fucking back and forth. That's how you do these shows.
All right.
Because I honestly can't carry a show by myself. I've tried it once. You heard it. It was 10 minutes of me talking and it was weird.
Okay, so it's going to be Lauren?
No, I doubt it. I don't think she'd be able to do
it. Is it going to be a dude or a chick?
I think it... Well, I could do a chick.
Up top.
There we go. Yeah. But I was also thinking other podcasts to do, because Dick Picks is something I can do with people that I have good conversations with.
Right.
I don't need it. I can change it back to the new show that used to be, which I might do, because that was easy. It was easy to get someone who's never done podcasts before to understand what to talk about.
Yeah.
Me and you, we have a natural rapport.
Right.
My brother-in-law, this is actually, I doubt they'll hear it. My brother-in-law is a really big Marvel fan.
Mm-hmm.
And like, he's, I think, 42, 43.
Something. Is this the one I met?
Yes, at the Days of the Dead. Right. The one who said, fuck the porker. Right. Wait, he said,
Pound that porker,
that was right.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, that's him. He's a very smart guy, but he was the reason I got into comic books as a kid.
Okay.
And, for years, he just pumped Marvel into me. That's all it was. Marvel, Marvel, Marvel. DC's horrible. Don't even bother with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then David did his own thing. He's like, I don't know why the fuck you think Marvel's better, man. They got some cool movies, but read DC. And I went in one day, you know, like in the back corner of a dirty bookstore, I pulled out a fucking DC comic book. And I'm like,
jerking off.
I was like, this is beautiful.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get my niece into DC Comics now.
Okay.
Against her dad's wishes.
Yeah.
And it's really great. But he knows so much about Marvel and how this universe is getting set up. And he's bringing up other comics that have not been talked about. And I've almost thought that I should do a podcast with him and my niece about this Marvel universe that keeps expanding with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and everything. Just talk about some of the Easter eggs.
Okay.
So I thought about that one.
Is that like a special thing, or are you going to do that like
every episode? Problem is, like, the way he works, he would never be able to do it weekly. It'd have to be maybe a monthly show.
Okay.
Which might be worth it to do, like, you know, four episodes of a show.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I'd ever bring back Shot, Shop, and Score. That had a... We've both tried it. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you. I've never had as much fun as when it was me, you, and Andrew.
I really enjoyed some of it with Steve.
Steve was a really good, but Steve to me was the end of it whenever... I mean, it wasn't his fault it went down.
No. It was going downhill because it was just too hard to keep up with all the movies.
Yeah, but Steve was really good on it. Don't get me wrong. So, yeah. Steve, if you listen to this, you were awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I had fun with some of the other people on it, but I just felt like the dynamic we had in that middle phase after we that got a good. Third until Steve.
Yeah.
But after that, I mean, like, you've did to some. I've listened to a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
They were pretty good, but it's just like, you didn't even sound like you were having as fun as you did. When we did
it. There were just more serious conversations with those guys.
Yeah.
Where we was like, when we did it, we were just
fucking
trying to make the other person laugh, and that was good.
So what about you, man? What do you think I should do? I mean, what about you? Are you going to try to do a podcast?
I don't know.
Stay with Rabbit Hole Productions?
Maybe. I'll see if Lazy wants to do a show, because like Lazy has some really funny opinions on stuff.
Y'all would be really good.
And like,
I would listen to y'all shows weekly.
She's incredibly funny. She just kind of holds that shit in. But like, I'm wondering if like, if we just sat in a room and recorded us talking, if it could be funny.
Yeah,
I think it could be.
All of a sudden, there's just this really wet slapping sound in the middle of it.
God, like, yeah, halfway through, we just bone. It would just be like an awkward cut, and then it'd be like, "We're back." She's just like, "Ah," brushing her teeth. Yeah. Gotta get the cum taste out. Oh my god!
Yeah,
oh.
This is
yeah. No, but
never mind. You don't have to help me the next time I'm in love with a woman. Yeah. Yeah, don't worry about it.
You know what I mean, son. I don't know. Like, I was thinking about it, too, because I was like, maybe I should do that, or maybe I should start writing some more, you know? And like,
I think both, man.
Lacey, getting in touch with her actually got me back a lot of some stuff that I hadn't seen in a while, that I wrote a while back, mm-hmm. that I'd like to either, like, touch up on or rewrite.
Yeah.
Which could be fun, you know? Kind of work on stuff. And then, like, if I live with her, there will be a computer there for me to, like, always be writing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When she's not home and stuff. So, like, and there's a laptop that I can use and stuff, so... That could be good, just to kind of get more creative and finish like a couple projects that I was working on before I left Savannah.
That'd be good. Back to the Mass Effect, son.
Don't talk about my fanfic.
Yeah. What you made money off of.
I did sell that fanfic.
Yep.
It was good.
Hey, you know, there's something else we should be proud of. We should take a moment just to say that, because I want pride when we leave here.
What?
You know, me and you are both published authors.
Yeah.
Not well published, but you know, fuck, you can buy our shit. Yeah. Amazon.com, look up Richard Tanner.
I'm a paid screenwriter.
Yeah. You are?
Yeah.
I'm a paid writer.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's exactly what we wanted to be.
And I'm a public speaker. People pay me to do weddings, man.
Yeah, you are an officiant. I think that's funny.
What the fuck?
When me and Lacey get married...
You want me to do it?
No. I was going to tell you that, like, you're not going to do our wedding.
Oh.
But it's because, like, you're my best man.
Oh.
So, so you have to hold the rings and stuff.
Damn it.
Yeah,
fucking fly up to Salt Lake City.
No, we'll probably have family here. Yeah, we'll probably get married here.
Cool.
If we get married. When we get married.
I get to do the bachelor party.
Yeah, you do.
We're fucking a goat.
Kinky Kelly.
Sexy stud.
Yeah.
So, what about it, man? Let's see.
Okay, there's a couple shows you can do.
I mean, because I probably won't be funny, because funny is just fun.
Yes.
I might do a serious one, too, but go ahead. What do you got?
You also have that, like, musical thing that you really want to do. You should find somebody you can play music with.
Yeah, every time I've tried it, it turns out to be shit, though. Because I've tried it, like, 4 or 5 times. Just never made it to online.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, you know, you can give that a shot. Mm-hmm. I know she lives pretty far away now, but, like, if you can get Aaron on it. Aaron's a pretty natural speaker.
She is. I could actually do dick pics with her.
Yeah, and you could Skype stuff.
Yeah, like, it would actually switch with her, too, because she's so hard trying to do the actor thing. Mm-hmm. Like that would actually be stories we could talk about in that, you know.
Yeah,
I'm still doing that screen. We're both still doing the screenwriting thing.
Yeah, we get our results soon.
That's a good idea. I'm actually gonna hit Aaron up about.
Yeah,
this.
You should. Like Aaron would be good. She was good on the episode. Let's see who else would be pretty funny to talk to about it. I do think Lauren would be funny, but I don't think you can do this show with it. I think it'd have to be something silly.
Yeah, something. It would be one of the. And I don't think she'll listen to this. It's gonna be one of those things where I'm like. I'm going to be the smart one on the show, and I don't like having to have that weight on me. I'm like, I'm not intelligent, but I'm going to have to be the one that knows what's going on.
That's funny.
I've leaned on you so much through all these shows where I'm like, I just have to be able to follow what Danny's saying. He will have the details when I have a question. That was like what the original dick pics was with Kyle. Kyle was really good, but I was the one that had to know every news story and everything because he was going to ask me questions.
That was such a funny show. I love that show.
I miss fucking Kyle. I need to see if I can get Skype set up with him. I bet he would do it again.
That'd be really good. If you can get Daniel. Daniel's super busy, but like Daniel is funny. He has good opinions on stuff.
I'll tell you what'll make the show, what'll help me figure it out, is when David gets on this thing. He'll be back the 12th, and we'll do it after that.
Yeah.
Depending on how he is, I think he might be someone I do a show with. Just because David, me and you've talked to him, that dude's the funniest fucking dude in such a dry way when
David's
you talk to him.
David's very funny in like a really like just monotone dryness. It's perfect. It's so fucking perfect.
So if I can get, like, depending on how he does and how he likes it, because if he likes it, he'll set it up. He'll be like, yeah, let's
do this. He is the funniest laugh I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, the inner laugh?
Yeah, because it's just like, and he bounces, you know, like bounces. Oh, God, it's great.
Yeah. So... Stay tuned, guys. We're going to get some new podcasts. I think I'm gonna keep busting it, trying to get like, you know, more production value out of the next one. Not the same as this, but like I think I'm gonna start promoting more online. Because this one's been just more of us hanging out than anything else.
I don't know why it turned into that. Like
me and you both got so busy, we never got to see each other.
Yeah, it was really hard to like narrow down a day.
Yeah.
This is like the first time that we've had a day off on the same day.
Yeah, and fuck, I still didn't see you.
In like 2 months. Yeah.
So, I mean, it'll be good. Like I said, we'll still do shows together. You'll be in town a lot. I mean, not a lot, but you'll be in town from time to time.
I mean, I have to come back within the next year because of the court thing and then Andrew's wedding.
Yeah.
That one's going to be fun.
I'm backup officiant in case everything falls through.
Either way, we're going to that wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking pumped for that wedding. You don't even understand.
It's like in the mountains and shit. Yeah. Like, it's going to be cool.
Because I don't do drugs.
Yeah.
These are like drug people, and I'm just like, I want to see what happens.
Yeah, no, I'll be with Lacey, so
we're not going to do drugs either.
We'll just be like hanging out and drinking with you.
Yeah. Someone's just going to hand me a beer and be like, dude, you need to slow down. I'm like, I don't know how to drink a fucking beer. Like, no, we dropped 8 hits of acid in that.
What? No. That's going to be a killer wedding.
Yeah.
That should be fun.
All I know is, even without religion, I'll throw this out there, I don't think I'm ever going to go to a church wedding again. I think it's stupid to do it. Churches are kind of ugly.
What you should do is plan in 4 months, because Salt Lake City is a few hours from Vegas.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to drive to Vegas for my birthday.
Oh, shit.
You should come out and spend a day.
Well, you know what I'm doing is I'm going to see David in Hawaii.
Yes.
I might fly out to... I don't know. I haven't made a date yet. So I might go to Vegas...
For a day?
Yeah.
And then fly out to Hawaii?
Even more.
What?
You're going to hate me for this. We drive out to L.A., catch Hollywood Babylon, and then I fly to fucking...
Oh, I would do that.
Let's do it.
Because it's a 4-hour trip to Vegas. Spend a day in Vegas, right? Mm-hmm. And you drive to California, that's another 5 hours. And then we watch Babylon, and then me and Lacey drive back.
Or you go to your mom's or whatever, because she's in L.A.
Yeah, you spend a night there, and then, oh my God, Richard...
We just planned the best year ever. All right.
Anyway. I'm not going to be able to do that. I have to clear this with the missus.
Yeah. Oh, man. This is going to be great. Anyway, I'm Richard Tanner.
I'm Danny Gonzalez.
You can find us at facebook.com/dickpics or at dickpics.podomatic.com.
The final three episodes coming soon.
And who knows what's going to happen, guys. Keep up just to be the first in line on the next thing. Anyways, until next time, whenever that is.
Probably soon, right?
Yeah, I think so. Bop, bop.